And thanks again to the Corwin Auto Group. Merry Christmas.
John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell, dishing out the fun. The KGEZ Good Morning Show.
We're talking
the Flathead.
Only on 600 KGEZ Kalispell.
KGEZ.
Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. This week's athlete was a lead in the first full performance of Frozen, the Disney musical. Disney chose one school in each state to have the rights to the play, and they chose Flathead. The kids have been practicing since last year. The show was a couple of weeks ago, and we're a little delayed from Thanksgiving break, but we finally got to award two special actors, one today, and the next one is next week. The first, Frozen, Athlete of the Week, goes to Sophia Bennett of Flathead High School for her performance as Elsa from the Disney musical Frozen. My conversation with Sophia will be right after this message from our sponsor, Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and relief often comes at just the right time. As we do each year, Parkside is now offering special holiday loans to members to assist with any financial burden during this season. We also give you the opportunity to skip your monthly loan payment when you need it most. Both of these programs have terms and qualifications, so please call, stop by, or visit our website for more information. We absolutely wish you the best, and more than that, we provide a way for you to get there. At Parkside Credit Union, we like to say yes.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
And with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, Sophia Bennett, for her performance as Elsa in the recent Flathead performance of Frozen. Well, congratulations on a fabulous performance.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Would you like give us a little backstage like perception, you know, for the listeners?
Totally. I mean, starting out, it was like pretty chaotic. We had all these songs we had to learn, and we worked with the choir teacher and the choreographer and Mr. Johnson, and there are so many people involved. I mean, there was the whole time. And for the whole time, we were working with tracks, and then, I don't know, maybe a month-ish before, not even, the performance, we put the live band in there, which is just a bunch of band kids from Flathead. So cool. They were like really working hard on it. It's Broadway professional level band music, and man, it sounded good. They were really good.
It's cool how much went into it.
Yeah, we got the woodshop kids in there to make the bridge, and tech theater kids to make all the decoration things, and then people made the costumes and the dances, and oh my gosh, everything. So much went into it.
So it would have been hard to perform that for more than 2 days.
I mean, I did. I performed it for maybe 4 or 5.
Was it 4?
Because we had school performances, another day of school performances.
Oh, because public was 2 days, though.
No, it was 3 days and 4 performances.
Okay.
So we had school performances, a night show, another night show on Friday, and then 2 shows on Saturday.
Okay. Well, good job not losing your voice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you should hear Grayson. She played Anna in one of the school productions or school performances. Mm-hmm. She fell off the bridge because something messed up. That's like 10 feet that she fell down.
Oh, really?
Luckily, she was wearing a backpack, so it like protected her back. And her dad's taken crazy falls before, so he wasn't too worried. She had like a sprained wrist and kind of sprained foot, but she's super trooper. She's so great.
So, yeah, she like just kept going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Yeah. So normally, though, like most of the performances don't have band involved.
Yeah.
Right?
That hasn't happened for a long time. And I see a lot of things like that happening with the band for Frozen. And I'm in choir, and we just did a combined choir orchestra concert. And that's the first time we've done that in years and years. Like, I don't even know.
That's cool.
Very, very long time. So it's super cool to see this in my senior year and see it developing to be like so much more inclusive to the other kids.
Yeah.
So, so cool.
Yeah. And I think it raises the bar.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, it's a whole nother element when you notice that there's a whole orchestra there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not, I can't imagine that's easy music to play.
Oh no. Oh no. My sister, Isabel, she, twin sister.
Okay.
She plays sax. She plays like every sax and just, she's crazy. She was in there. Bunch of my close friends were in Frozen or in the production of Frozen. So it was just a really, really good experience.
Because there's a lot. How long ago did you cast?
Because
the performance was 3 weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of got off track bringing in you in here because we had Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were out of town.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of trying to catch up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was cast like the first month of school. That's usually when we start the musicals, first month. And it was a bunch of the schools had already done Frozen.
Okay.
That won the thing. So we were pretty late performing ours. But they said that they had me in mind for Elsa even last year. And last year was the first year I had gotten to Flathead. So that was just crazy to hear. And I'm just, yeah.
That's an honor, you know, because what I thought when I was writing this out, like, that's like every young girl's, you know, princess today is Elsa, right? Like, there's some big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm. At the end of every single show, there crowds of young girls dressed up as Elsa. I did so many autographs, so many pictures, so many hugs.
That's awesome.
So cute. It was really, really fun.
Yeah, that's special.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, that's the kind of thing where you're like, I don't know if that'll ever happen again. Right?
I know. Like, it's so special.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Are you going to continue like on into acting in college? Like,
definitely.
You know, or just after high school?
If I can, I'd love to, because there's also so many like community theaters too here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done one Big Fork show. I've never done a show in Whitefish, but I've heard it's pretty intense. So I might leave that for after high school.
Oh, yeah. The
ATP. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We do a lot with the Brock, you know, Brock Thompson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it does seem like a lot.
Uh-huh.
A lot of those people go on to Broadway after.
Yeah, it's crazy. I definitely want to keep doing it. I'm going to, you know, I'm just so big on music. Since a young age, the first play I was ever in was The Wizard of Oz in sixth grade, and I was the Scarecrow.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
That's cool.
And since then, I've just been in love. I don't know how I'd be here or like even alive right now without it. Like,
yeah,
I love it.
Wait,
so
when did you say your first play was?
Sixth grade.
Okay.
It was a musical.
A KMS
or
what?
Actually, I lived in Spokane until like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Dad got a job here, so
I'll have to make sure to go to more of the performances of Flathead.
They're all
I miss Frozen. I was super bummed about it.
Oh, no.
I know, and I looked it up, and it was like, I think 2 days or three, maybe it was three, right? We had like the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I was really bummed out.
Dang.
Like, they need to do another one. So the background of it really quick is there was like a draw for it. Like, I think I'm missing like the precursor that led to us having that opportunity.
Right. So last year, I believe, or I don't know, years ago, Disney decided to choose a school from every state, a high school from every state, and give them the rights to Frozen on Broadway, which is different than the other Frozen that people had previously had access to, because that's Frozen Junior, and a lot of the songs are different, the music's easier, it's made for kids and not, you know, full-grown professional adults. It's a lot harder, especially because you have to have a live band, and it just, everything is so much more intense.
Yeah.
So Mr. Johnson and I assume Ms. Sikora and Putzler, they all like entered, I think they wrote what they would do with it and why they would like to put it on. And Flathead High School was chosen, from the whole state of Montana.
Yeah.
And, then they had a year to put it on. So we did it like near the end of that time.
Yeah.
So
Flathead was the only school out in Montana?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
It's like, kind of a big deal, which I think was not really advertised a lot. Mm-hmm. It was like Frozen, but KMS had done Frozen Junior and other places had done Frozen Junior. I know Grayson, she played Anna. She has been in Frozen 3 times now.
Okay.
As all different characters.
Yeah.
Because there was Frozen Junior.
I think people just assume.
Yeah.
You know, and then they find that out and they're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's a whole different game.
Oh, shoot. I like totally missed it because that was a lot of the things I heard from, like, if people recognized me, because I was in, you know, a lot of papers and on Good Morning America.
Oh, too. Rad.
Yeah. So when people would recognize me, they're like, dang, like, you know, I was hearing about it, but I wasn't really sure about, like, any of these details, because they would ask and I'd tell them about it. They were like, I mean, I wish I knew that because I would have loved to have gone and seen it.
Maybe they'll let us do it again.
Yeah.
You know?
End of the year.
Yeah. You said you had a sibling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just one sister, Isabel.
Any other activities you're involved in?
I love choir. I'm a big, I'm in the small group, Choral Lairs.
Okay.
We do more jazzy stuff, really fun. And then I'm in the bigger, more choral group.
Okay.
I've never really done sports. Not my thing. I knew that music and the arts were my thing as a young girl.
Yeah, well, singing's a whole different animal, so my hat's off to you. Yeah. All right, we're going to dip in the lightning round. Just some fun, quick questions, go.
Okay.
Disney or Pixar? Oh, that's an easy answer, isn't it?
Disney.
Yeah. Talking or texting?
Talking.
Do you ski or snowboard?
No, I wish I did, though.
Yeah, well, at least you're not missing out right now. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
Only if it's family.
Favorite hype song?
Revenge Party from Mean Girls.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Favorite subject?
Acting.
There you go. Favorite teacher?
Mr. Johnson.
Your acting teacher? Yeah, yeah. Yes. Would you like to give a shout out to anyone?
Shout out to my wonderful sister, Isabel Bennett. She is so, so, so talented. And Anna and the girl that played Anna and Olaf. I'm so grateful for them, Adina and Grayson. They're so great. And Nailani, my bestie.
Did Olaf have a costume?
Oh, yeah. It was a tutu with stick-on buttons. And
nice.
It was the cutest thing.
Did Disney give you like an actual Elsa costume?
No, we...
How does that work?
So we ordered one. And we didn't like how it looked. And then Mrs. Strong, she teaches culinary arts and she also is a really, really good seamstress.
Mm-hmm.
So she like fixed it up. She made it like so beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. It was really, really cool.
So you got a custom one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sophia, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Congrats on being an athlete and well done as Elsa.
Thank you so much.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.
Go Braves! The Flathead 600, KGEZ.
KGEZ 2020 News Time 9:15. At a new